Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
A gravel road leads to a glade in the forest here in Lincoln, Massachusetts, an affluent suburb just west of Boston. It's a storybook setting, light filtering through a widening break in the trees, blue sky, fluffy white clouds, and farm animals scurrying and squawking about.
One of the benefits of the job is that we've been getting fresh eggs whenever we come out and do an inspection or add a drawing.
Keith Malcolm Brown is principal owner of Period Architecture. He specializes in blending traditional styles with designs that fit modern desires. His latest commission calls for transforming this 1950s suburban ranch into an Irish country cottage, complete with thatched roof.
This is the largest private residence that has a thatched roof in New England.
It looks like a place that the Hobbit could live in.
Well, that's kind of a nice image. It's in a setting surrounded by woods. There are chickens and ducks and geese, and we were looking for something that would kind of epitomize a comfortable place to live.
The windows look like mushroom caps.
Yes, called eyebrow windows. They're kind of a traditional window on this kind of house, and because it's that, you can do curves quite easily. The challenge was learning about the material. There's about 15 acres of reed on this roof.
This is architect Keith Malcolm Brown's first thatch house, and working with the material is a steep learning curve. Thatch is a renewable resource and has great insulating properties, or R value.
The thatch is a foot thick, so we're up to about R80 at least, and in some sections of the roof up to R90, R92.
Literally through the roof.
It's exceptionally high. I know of no other structure that would have this kind of R value. And we raised the roof to 45 degrees from about 14 and a half degrees, because you need that for the pitch of the thatch. It needs to shed water. There are no gutters on a thatched house, so it needs to push the water down and away from the house.
Workers toss bundles of imported Turkish water reed into the air. It's like building a field on top of a house. Grasses and reeds have been used as building materials for thousands of years, and thatched structures can be found on every continent except Antarctica. We have plenty of thatching material here in the United States. It's an invasive plant called Phragmites, but it's not cut commercially. Where do you find somebody who does thatching these days?
You go on the web like you do for everything else. And we found Colin McGee, thatching.com.
Can I talk to you? I climbed the ladder, and betwixt and between roof and ground, I found Master Thatcher Colin McGee.
Well, I'm Bruce.
Colin, nice to meet you.
Sure-footed on the steep roof, Colin McGee holds well-worn tools of the thatching trade in hand, a curved metal knife and a flat wooden hammer.
That's called a legget. That's what you put the reed on the roof with. This, so he just catches the ends of the reed. So it looks all cut, but actually it's dressed in the position. I've been thatching since 1977, and thatching in America since 1991.
How did you become a thatcher?
Well, my parents are Scottish, so we used to do this Scottish tour every year, and Robert Burns' cottage was being thatched. And that just stuck in my head when I was about seven, and I also got asked to leave school at 16, and as a joke, I said I want to be a thatcher. And the next thing I knew, I got a list of thatchers in the south of England, wrote to several, and got a job with one. So that'll teach me.
So what's the benefits of this stuff?
Just aesthetically pleasing. It's lasts a long time.
How long will this last?
50 years. It's a great insulator. It's a natural product. It's great sound insulator. It's just nice living under a thatched roof. You've got a foot thick hollow reeds. It's incredible. It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle. Each reed bunch is a different shape, so you want different shaped and sized bundles for a particular part of the roof. Like in a valley, you use big bushy topped stuff. On a hip like here, you want nice triangle tapered reed. So if you get the right bundle for the right part of the roof, it's makes it very easy.
So what are the challenges for you for thatching, I mean, here in the United States?
Oh, well, it's, the climate's a lot different. So you've got to adjust your thatching techniques to suit the climate. It's a lot more humid here, so the roofs won't last as long if you use the same techniques. You leave the surface a bit open so it dries out quicker instead of putting it on super tight. But maybe the reed, you use the toughest, ugliest reed you can get instead of the finest, prettiest, which you'd use back home.
Is there a growing demand for this type of material or this building style?
Well, hopefully. You know, nobody's building subdivisions like they do in Holland and Germany. They build whole hundreds of houses with thatch roofs.
Really? Today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just classed as another... It's nothing weird or... It's just another roofing material.
How long will it take you to do this roof? Finish, start to finish?
It's a two-month job. And the next job's a pub up in New Hampshire, Epping, so that's not too far away.
Master roof thatcher Colin McGee. For photos of him, the thatched home, and architect Keith Malcolm Brown, head to our website, loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, a group of Harvard undergrads design a battery that's a real kick.
So right now, you need about 15 minutes of kicking the ball that allows us to use a single LED. It'll be lit for about 3 hours.
Using soccer to light up the world, a noble goal next time on Living on Earth. And also on our online sister show, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony invites all but has special appeal for young African Americans. Join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com.